Hello, so this is Jimmy, and this is Welcome to Life, and this is season 4, episode 8, and this is just what we call, it's called an interlude to the end. It's just 2 more episodes to wrap this up. So I usually like to throw in these kind of episodes which are a little bit rogue, and they just flow, and there's no any clear purpose of why they've been created, just by the fact they are. They're there. So this interlude, I call it an unrestrained mind. An unrestrained mind. Or just a wild mind. And enjoy. So with this, I'm just gonna throw in random thoughts as they evolve inside me. And this is me. This is Jimmy. Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela chose love instead of hate, just because he realized that if you end up continuing the cycle of hate in life, it ends up creating more hate, that ends up creating a loop that if love is not injected into it, it will continue to the worst possible end. So despite of whatever that had happened to him, he realized that love was the only best way to break that chain. And that's why he's well known. And in contrast, like when you talk to like Monroe, like the queen, you know, she said, if they say you are what they say you are, then you ought to be what they say you are, even if you're not who you think they are. And it's deep because it says sometimes what you think you are might not be what you are, and what they think you are might not or might even be what you are. So either way, it is what it is. And it's different, like from the way Pop said, you know, in every day, push, hustle, it's the only way a man can speak. Like Mahatma Gandhi, despite all the fantasy that goes around his mind and the things and the kind of weird things that we don't hear about the guy, like the fact that he enjoyed being in a room with women who were less of an age, and he did not engage in any act of sex, but then he enjoyed the way he restrained his body towards those urges. And it sounds in a very awkward way that one person can decide to torture themselves to find inner justice of what they're doing as something to be accepted. It's a bizarre idea. But then he has other side where things go on. Mandela, you know, let's take out this capitalistic and communalistic idea, and let's say social logistics is the best way forward. Let's cut all this age and let's see how culture blend in and create something that we all can call one thing instead of making all these small things. Then you can see how we are integrated hybrid culture that we are as a country right now. Different way. Just the same thing Wakanda was trying to portray, that despite high royalty of intellects and material advantages, still there can be crucial thing as tribal roles and laws, and those how they can evolve with time and decide to create chaos in what we thought that intellect and material advantage will have taken control of. I mean, that's the civil war in Wakanda. It's interesting, an interesting idea. Like Kanye West, you say, like, you know, when the industry does not control you, the best way they can do is just to try and create a hazard over yourself, so that when people hear you, they see what they are being fed instead of hearing what you're trying to say. And in a long while, they never had that problem, and now we are there, we're showing that problem, and it shows that, hey, look, this is what they're telling you. You know, it's not all real. You gotta like know how this business go. So yeah, flow. And you know, like in the movie Breaking Bad, remember the kid? you're telling Heisenberg by then that let's go back to the basic. You know the chemistry, I know the streets. In that way, it showed a very big dynamic of Breaking Bad on how two extreme poles can create perfect combination to what is chaotically beautiful. And that's how the movie became one of the best series. I think it has a 98 review. It's really, really good. Breaking Bad, one and all-time best series. Then you come across things like AJ, you know, AJ and the greatness, the Jackson brothers, the way he comes to rise, the change, the plastic surgery, the kid scandal, the world. You know, it was a blend of things, and it showed how a human being, if left unrestrained, can tackle extreme poles. And sometimes we can extrapolate poles that they have tackled, even if they are not tackled. But then it creates a different dynamics if we should or we shouldn't create that that diversity, you know. Then you come things like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like from a movie actor, actually from a gym guy to a movie actor, and then to a governor, you know. That transition, you can see how art can create a certain way. Like, you'll be in different movie where your persona in those movies portray the person that people will come and look onto when they're in trouble. So in that way, when you build that into the culture, and then you come into the real world, when people sees you, the persona that the art of feeling in all the works you have done gives you a way that people sees you. So when you went for office, people accepted that because they could relate to that because of the art. And you can see how art can take fire, how art is big, and how art is something we should take it serious. And it's a light, you know. You go like to Tom Cruise, you can see at this age he's still doing wonderful things. He's talking about Mission Impossible, it's coming back. Oh my god, can't wait for that. Then he's talking about, I think, Maverick. Yeah, Maverick, oh my god. That is a Top Gun movie. If you haven't watched it, that's one of the good all-time Tom Cruise movies of the flight. You will want to be a pilot of an F, like, tomorrow. And then you go back to, like, Zayn Malik, the music, the intensity, the break, you know, the blend. You go to a concert, you go to a competition, you end up being in a group, you end up going and winning, you end up going to the world, you end up creating magical thing and creating a boy band that people create. But then deep down, you remember your root. You went into that competition alone, and that inner push that took you to that competition is still eating you, telling you, yes, this is a boy band, it's working perfect, but you are not a boy band, you are an artist. Just yourself. And then that way that one person gets out and breaks off, and you can see it as a bad thing, but then you don't realize that's a revelation of greatness coming out. And then you can see the kind of album he produced, it was just beyond wildness. Like, wow, you know, we never thought we can go this extreme into this area, and then you broke it in a way that showed, this is who I am, and this is why I want to break off this way I'm presenting to you. I can never do so if I'm in a group. And then you can see the value of how it bloomed up. And then this goes different. Idris Elba, you know, the way he holds, he talks, the way he does things, the way he can move persona. But then deep down you realize he is the same kind of guy. It goes to Dick, it goes to Pele, it goes to Denzel Washington, it goes to Samuel L. Jackson, it goes to Kevin Hart, it goes to Jay-Z, it goes to... It's a big Eddie Murphy. It's a big Obama. It's a big, big, big Gandalf. It's a big Vin Diesel. Very powerful. This life by itself, without all this dramatic output and input we go in and forth, we forget that this dance is what the cosmos are all about. This way of thinking, this push and pull, these stories, this blend of culture, this blend of ideas, these things we might take for granted that have survived for ages and ages and had multiple ability to cause traumatic changes. These stories collected in books that some are called holy and some are sanctified before used. All these stories, they have a purpose that shows that life by itself is a blend of multiple things. It's like a perfect recipe that has all that is there, that is best and that is worst in the perfect combo. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's an interlude. That's what we call our restrained mind. And that was a fun one. More are coming, more minds are coming. I'm cooking more for you guys. Be there in more composition, more local. And yeah, it's a good time. It's a good vibe. And with that, this is Jimmy. Sayonara.